Welcome back to another episode of Ranger Response. I'm Bailey.
I'm Tommy.
I'm Lynn.
Calm your enthusiasm, Tommy. I'm Tommy.
I'm sorry. Joy.
It's so great to have you here today.
I'll speak happier.
Thank you. This episode, we watched Mighty Morphin Power Rangers episode 14, Foul Play in the Sky. It originally aired September 22nd, 1993. And according to Netflix, the summary is, Kimberly's in trouble when her uncle Steve succumbs to a sleeping potion in the middle of flying an airplane with her on board. That's kind of scary, just without that summary alone.
Man, that's why my first thought was, oh my god, is someone actually going to die?
A ranger is dead. And all I... I don't know why, but I imagine the meme of the guys carrying the casket dancing.
Real.
Zach. It's just all the guys are Zach. They're just different variations of Zach dancing, carrying Kimberly's casket.
I'd support that. Somebody draw that.
And I remembered very little before watching the episode. What about y'all? What's y'all thoughts before watching the episode?
I thought it was going to be a sports-themed villain.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was that, Lynn?
I was just really concerned about the titles. Like, this doesn't seem fun.
I originally thought it was going to be, like, Foul as in chicken. So I was expecting one of the chicken villains to come back.
Oh.
But then I realized it's spelled differently now that I'm looking at it. But I still, it could have been a play on words still.
Three different types of autism. Brr, brr, brr.
Thoughts after watching the episode? I said I thoroughly enjoyed it. Big shout out to Kimberly.
Shout out to Kimberly for keeping a cool head. She really proved herself. But after watching it, I look, now you guys know, I have made my love for Rita known, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rita might have gone too far.
Yeah, this one very well could have ended in four people's deaths.
And yeah. Rita, I love you, girl. But this one might have gone too far.
Yeah. I had the same note. I'm like, she may be responsible for four people dying. But she wasn't.
Could have.
Yeah.
All I wrote was, I love it, women in STEM.
Yeah, for real. My favorite moment was Jason and Zach mocking Kim when, at the very end of the episode, when Kimberly was flirting with the guy. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, that was cute.
And then Kimberly running away from the scene as soon as she landed.
Lynn.
Well, Kim was having a bad day. So, that's all I could really think about was, like, you poor Kim. Like, after the
17-year-old.
Like, after the plane situation, I would have been done. Like, I would have needed to lay down. but then she had to go running high so she could morph and then save her friends who were being, you know, spoiler alert, choked by snakes. So, yeah, it was... Poor girl.
She needs a spa.
She needs something.
I had skull fainting and turning into bulk was hilarious.
Yeah, how he kept fainting one way, then twisting it, he can go the other way was hilarious. Yeah,
that was so funny to me.
I'm like, what is the point? You're so dramatic. I love him.
Hope he's having a good
day. He is. My favorite character was obviously Kimberly this episode.
Yes.
Kim's uncle's kind of hot, though. Like,
I did notice that. I'm like, that's an attractive uncle.
Y'all were like, he's attractive. I was like, he's a little weird. He looks a little creepy.
He looks like the guy from Jurassic Park. Outfit.
Yeah, which one?
Touche. Like the main from the original Jurassic Park, the main paleontologist, not the old guy, and not the creepy dude with his shirt unbuttoned.
Not Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, not him. But the guy who has the blue shirt and he's like, he takes his glasses off dramatically.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that is.
But you know who I'm talking about. Yeah. I think it was just the outfit.
I'm picturing the guy from Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. I know that's not what we're talking about.
That's not him at all.
But like, that's what my brain went to.
Do you have at least favorite moment?
Pushing Bulk into the plane, I was just like, oh, that's not nice.
A little too much, too many fat jokes.
Yeah.
Like, if he struggled for a second, that would have been fine, but pushing him into the plane, too much.
And then the plane rocked, I was like, oh my gosh, are they now saying the plane's going to crash because of him?
Yeah. That's probably why he was so scared. People keep putting bad thoughts in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Poor guy.
He didn't deserve it.
Nah. Folk justice. What about you? Tell me you have a least favorite moment.
I didn't have one. I loved this episode.
Okay. What about your thoughts on the villain? Snizzard.
Ew.
Yeah, that's valid.
Ew, because I asked Tommy, because you know Tommy asked that silly question, would you love me if I were a worm? Uh-huh. And this is now what I will imagine that worm looked like.
Would you love me if I was a snizzard?
No, I would not.
I would love you if you were a snizzard.
Put that on a t-shirt. Would you love me if I was a snizzard? We'll sell that and the biblically accurate angel.
Yes.
I said snizzard.
What?
Whoa.
I
snizzard.
Whoa. Snizzard. I need that to be embodied for the rest of my life. I need to keep this audio for the rest of my life.
Snizzard. I was looking at the next word. I was looking at the next.
What's the next word, Bailey?
Big.
Snigger.
I'm about to edit this all out.
Don't, please, no. Please don't.
Okay. I gotta edit that part out, bud. You keep dropping the word.
So you agree that you said it.
It was an accident. The next word was big.
Mm-hmm.
I said snizzard. Big mouth dude. Cool design. Just weird. We'll mark this episode as explicit.
There's tears in my eyes. Oh, so snigger. Oh my god.
I hate my life.
Oh, you put a hard R on that snigger? Wow.
Wow.
For social context, the two of us are black. Can you guess which ones?
Oh, god.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, god. I'm putting this on the list.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my god.
Oh,
Bailey drops the N. The only time Bailey drops the N word is talking about Power Rangers, and it's talking about a villain, and it's accidental.
Oh my god!
The SN word.
Where's the top 10 Bubby moments? There we go. Found it.
Oh, that was hard. My head hurts. My head hurts.
Mine does too.
Jesus. Oh my. For different reasons.
Oh my god.
Oh, that's hilarious. This might be our best episode.
Oh my god.
Most listened to, I get canceled.
Jesus Christ, I love this.
I will send a photo of my notes. You can see the words are right beside each other.
I believe you.
100% believe you. 100% believe you. Yeah, you just dropped the SN word. Yeah. You just dropped the SN word.
Just casually.
Yeah.
This on top of Eat Monkey is fucking hilarious.
Whoa.
Whoa. Let's keep it Power Ranger focused at least.
Alright. Wow. Snigger. Let's go.
Shut up. Okay, we gotta keep it PG at least. We're trying to keep it PG.
Let's just a nizzle. Let's go.
I apologize, audience, for us devolving. Yes, for devolving.
I'm here, sorry. But, yeah. I apologize to everyone listening. It was a slip of the tongue. And I thought y'all would not even catch it, too.
What do you mean?
You got it. Yeah. You saying we're not smart? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Oh, you're calling us a spam.
Y'all walking me into a hole.
Oh, God.
Okay. All right. Back to the episode, children. Yeah. Back to the episode.
What is y'all's thought on the snake lizard?
Sorry.
I'm sweating.
That was probably smart, Bailey.
The lizard dude. What is y'all's thoughts on the lizard dude?
It's quite gross. He skated snake. Sorry.
Let's get Tommy a second.
Yeah, you might have to edit this down. Sorry, dude.
I'm gonna leave it because it's funny.
Oh, God. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm done. I'm done. Okay. What was the question?
What is your thoughts on the dude, the villain?
He shot out snakes. Are those his children?
He is like reverse Medusa.
Yeah.
I just didn't like. Where did those snakes come from? I just have so many questions.
His mouth, his teeth, and his mouth, his hands, and his feet.
Like, it just doesn't seem sanitary, you know?
Yeah.
And then are his teeth like all over his body? Is that?
Yeah, I noticed that too. They were.
Oh, I thought those were just spikes.
No, because it came out of his mouth, and I guess because his mouth opens wide, they continued the spikes.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't very sanitary where the snakes came from, and I don't like that.
Yeah. What about thoughts on the story?
I was stressed. I was literally stressed.
It was stressful.
I was for sure thought Kimberly was gonna die.
Yeah,
because I remember her leaving it at one point. And I was like, "Is this where she leaves?"
I said cute, but I love the idea of you can do anything you put your mind to.
I do love that Alpha like complimented her and was so calming. Like, you can do anything you can put your mind to, Kimberly. You are smart. You are kind. You is sorry.
What just happened?
This is a quote from The Help.
Sorry, I was about to say
you is smart and you is important.
I was about to go there, but I decided.
I need Alpha to quote that.
Oh my God.
Playing Alpha's voice.
Please.
But. No, I did think that was nice, and he was calming.
Yeah. Because he very well could have been the panicky, anxious self he is. But yeah. He was actually, like, smooth-headed.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Tommy? What are your thoughts on the story?
I loved it. I'm still laughing at it. I love this episode. 10 out of 10. One of my favorite episodes. Women in STEM.
Okay. I thought you were talking about this episode we're recording. I'm like, I know it's your favorite.
This is also my favorite. I will be playing this for the rest of my life.
Sending it to all your friends. Look at my friends saying a bad word.
It was just the SN word, not anything.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
What would you change about the episode? I said nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
Nothing, yeah. No,
it was pretty well. It was overall really well done, which is why I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Me too.
I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Okay. I don't blame you.
It was a good episode. I mean, it was, for the first time, I'm actually watching an episode like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next?
Yeah. And I felt that even rewatching it. Because, like, I knew that she was going to save the day, but it's like, when is she going to get to it?
Yeah.
I only found one fun fact. When Kimberly reminisces about memories of the mountains, her flashback contains recycled footage from the original pilot episode because Audrey Dubois can be seen instead of Tweed Trang.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I didn't notice it either. So
I asked you that time. I was like, is this the pilot? Is this the origin story?
Yeah. It was, but it was clipped. It was the original pilot episode and the one that never aired. Or the one that aired for like one day.
Oh, really?
Because the original Yellow Ranger was going to be a woman named Audrey Dubois, and then she asked for a raise and got fired. So they hired Tweed Trang, the Trini. Some of my notes was, Jason is tearing up that punching bag.
No, for real.
Yeah, we were like, why so angry?
Yeah, he was like, and then he had to give lines after that. Like, what if he didn't have lines and he just couldn't get a word out? And they're like, that's perfect.
He's like, just him panting, like, you know what to think. Yep.
Oh, I really showed that punching bag. Right, Zach? Sure did, buddy.
Zach's too busy staring at Angela.
Angela. Yeah, Angela's a recurring character now. That's her first episode.
I was so excited to see her. I'm so glad I made it to her first episode.
Oh, does Zach get a love interest?
The girl who was doing the hula hoop.
Yeah, oh, Angela.
Okay.
Yep, he pursues her throughout most of the series.
Zach got rejected so fast, though.
what'd she say?
Ew.
Yeah, ew, dork or something.
Ew.
I wrote it down. I said, Rita's plan involves leading a ranger to death and her uncle.
And Vulcan Skull.
Vulcan Skull. They were casualties who got themselves involved, but she was personally going to kill this man and his niece.
I, like, come on, Rita. Rita, I'm usually with you, Rita.
My note was literally like, Rita wants to put Steve to sleep in the air. We're actually going to kill Kim. Okay.
Yeah. On a happy note, I love Skull's shirt.
It was cute.
That was my favorite outfit. Thing. Yeah. And then this is a dumb joke. When Steve says Roger, I go, Roger? His name is Steve. I thought that was funny.
I made a note that Steve must have not had a mic because he was very quiet the entire episode.
Or maybe he's just a quiet uncle.
But audio-wise, he's still quiet.
I did like how they had all the serious, like, communication, like, both leaving the airport and coming to the airport. It was very, like, serious, like, business stuff. Like, I imagine that's how it actually sounds like.
Yeah.
That probably was accurate, but I got nervous at the end when the traffic control said you're not clear to land. I was like, oh my God, are they going to get hit by another plane?
Yeah, like a plane getting ready to take off.
Like, oh my God. I really was. This episode had me on edge.
And Tommy already mentioned it, but I love how Skull kept fainting. He'd faint twice.
It was probably for the best.
Yeah, because he'd faint on bulk, and then he'd like twitch, and then faint. With his head back, and then back, vice versa.
The first time he fainted was like, oh, me too, and he faints back, and then immediately throws his head to lay on bulk. It was so funny.
It was so funny and cute.
I love them.
I'm going to be careful with this. I said a snizzard sword. A snored, if you will.
We would like to apologize to all snizzard kind for using a slur.
That's a good one. I'll give you that one. That's a good one.
To any snizzards listening, we love your culture.
We apologize for any offense we may have offered.
I have snizzard friends.
Please.
My best friend is a snizzard. Like,
come on. I would love you if you were a snizzard.
Oh my God. Today's episode is just Tommy laughing.
Tears in my eyes.
I didn't have a lot of notes, but some of my last ones were, I'm tired of these freaking snakes on these freaking Rangers.
Valid. Again, Snizzers, we're not upset that you have snakes. We're just saying.
We're not upset that you yourself cannot control the snakes.
Yeah.
Come out of you. We apologize.
My last note things. Is Zach and Jason. I'm talking over y'all. I don't care. I said my last note was Zach and Jason mocking Kimberly was funny.
Okay. I have this. Is this the last time we see Bulk and Skull on the plane? Because if I'm not tripping, they did that in the movie too.
They did in the movie, yeah.
Yeah. And I just wrote Angela in all caps with hearts around
Angela.
It.
Angela. That's how Zach writes it in his notebook.
Exactly.
Aww.
So once again, I would like to apologize.
All right, I'll let you wrap up this episode then. You can wrap it up.
Okay, thank you for listening. And to all Snizzards out there, we are deeply, deeply apologetic. We did not mean to use your slur. I'm sorry. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Ranger Response. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you like this episode, feel free to like us, subscribe, well, you know, follow. This is not YouTube. You know what I mean. Follow and share us with your friends. We're a small podcast, and our goal is to watch every episode in the series. And we need your help to do that. Your motivation to just hear our thoughts and comments and just say, hey, we like this episode. Keep going. It really means a lot to us. You can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Ranger Response. Sorry, it took me a second. I had a tongue twister. But we'll post when the episodes get updated, if there's any delay, some fun things in the way, and like just anything in the progress of this episode or episodes coming. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for listening. And hey, always remember.
May the power protect you.